This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only national radio show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And look, America, this is all really, really simple. All we have to do is wear a mask for 100 days, and then all of this will go away. That's according to Joe Biden. He didn't say it in quite those terms, but he did say, essentially, just wear a mask for 100 days, and it'll be fine. And it's really hard to take any sort of numbers they give us or time frame seriously when we're 10 months into a two-week lockdown. Because that's what they said, right? Just lock down for 2 weeks.
But haven't they done studies that show that the people who were locked down and wearing masks still got infected?
They have indeed. And it's not surprising why. I mean, these are petri dishes that are right in front of our faces. We're breathing into them, keeping them at human body temperature constantly.
But I mean, like, the people that were even staying home. I'm not talking about, like, people going out and about. The
How could they catch it if they were staying home? I'm not surprised. Maybe they should have disinfected their groceries and their sandals or whatever it was that we talked about a few weeks ago. I don't know, but it's definitely the case that these places with the strictest mask mandates are also the ones with the highest numbers, at least here in New Hampshire.
That's not just here in New Hampshire, too, from what I understand. There's no real correlation either. I think it was Tom Woods who was showing some charts in a presentation he was making where it showed all these European countries and at what point they, you know, put their mask mandates in place and at what point the COVID numbers went up and it... So
just all
no
over the
correlation.
Place. Really? I'd like to check out that video if you can send me a link to it.
I don't have it. Sorry.
So no worries. So President-elect Joe Biden on Tuesday vowed to administer 100 million coronavirus vaccinations and reopen most schools during his first 100 days in office while repeating his promise to mandate face coverings on airplanes, in federal buildings, and other places under the government's control.
Are there actually airlines that aren't mandating it? Because if so, I want to know.
I don't think so. I mean, they're kicking passengers off all
right.
the time over this mask nonsense.
So he's acting like he's doing something by saying they'll mandate the airlines do this thing that the airlines are already doing. Is there actually an airline out there that will let you with a medical exemption or whatever? Because from what I understand, as of the summertime, I think it was Southwest and American were refusing to even allow medical exemptions. Like, if you've got a medical problem with wearing a mask, sorry, you don't get to fly.
That's what I understand the situation to be. I don't think any of them are allowing it. Not even Spirit Airlines mm-hmm. is allowing people to fly without wearing masks.
Because if there is, I want to know.
So the new pledge has come as Biden introduces his plans to lead key health agencies and coordinate the federal response to a pandemic that's infected almost 15 million people in the United States.
So they claim.
They do claim that. And I have another story here that's not very interesting except the very last line of it where it says that something isn't acceptable amongst COVID-19. And the article has nothing whatsoever to do with COVID-19. It's about police brutality. But suddenly, they still throw in COVID-19 into that article. It's almost like a psychological operation to convince us this thing is true and just mm-hmm. constantly peddle it to us until we're convinced that it exists. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but when you see crap like that, it causes me to be skeptical.
There was a guy in the ForkFest chat room today who was insistent that COVID doesn't exist and that we were doing damage to the movement or something because we were acknowledging that COVID even exists, even though we're completely against lockdowns and we're completely against, you know, mask mandates or whatever. And it's like, well, you know, I don't know what it is, and I don't claim to know. You know, I'm not a doctor. I've never looked at any of this evidence or whatever. But, I mean, people are sick, right? Now, whether they're sick from COVID or the flu, or because I've heard the flu numbers are basically non-existent this year, and that's kind of weird, right?
Well, last I looked into it, yeah, flu was way down.
Like, how does that work exactly? But people have been sick. You know, whether you want to call it COVID or the flu or a cold, I don't know. But, I mean, to deny that people are getting sick seems kind of silly.
Yeah, people are definitely getting sick. And yeah. I think, you know, COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, I think it's probably a real virus. I see no reason to go into that level of skepticism where I'm like, oh, no, the virus itself probably doesn't even exist.
Well, I mean, it's possible that viruses don't exist at all. I mean, there's an interesting theory, right, that
I've never heard this theory.
And I probably am not going to explain it as well as,
sure,
you know, whatever. But I know that some people would say that the virus itself doesn't exist, and, you know, maybe they believe that we're just manifesting the illness, you know?
To get back to Biden, I mean, yeah, there's compelling reasons to believe that we're creating reality as we experience it.
Yeah.
And we do know with placebo effects and things like that, that, you know, our perceptions of things are often more important than the reality of things.
Right. Well, with a placebo effect, it's been proven that you can make yourself well just by believing that the thing that you're receiving is going to make yourself well, make you well, or help you get well. So the opposite would seem to hold as likely as true, right? Like if you, like the hypochondriac, for instance, is an example of this, right? The person who's always afraid of being sick, they're constantly seeing disease around every corner. They're always worried that every little, you know, feeling that they get in their body is some sort of cancer, or it's, you know, the worst possible circumstance. And what do you know? They like manifest all these problems with themselves as well. Like, is it mind over matter in that case? Maybe it is.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because at my workplace, we did have an employee test positive recently,
mm-hmm,
and it is exactly one of those types of people.
So hypochondriac, somebody who's always talking,
yeah,
about being ill?
She was the only one who washed her hands every time she got back. She was wearing a mask long before anyone else was. She was the first person to wear a mask, long before the mandates, long before they were popular. I mean, she was full-blown hysterical.
Wow.
And
how ironic that she was the one that came down with
it. Yeah, she is the only one so far to have come down with it.
And now she's probably killing herself. She didn't wash her hands 20 times. She only washed them 10 times a day.
Well, evidently she has some underlying lung issue, mm-hmm, so she's hysterical right now and convinced that she's going to die.
And how old is she?
22, maybe.
Is she overweight?
She is.
Okay.
So, well, Biden wants to save her life, and that's nice of him. He says, as a new president, I'm going to speak directly to the American people. We need your help. Wear a mask for 100 days. It's the easiest thing you could do to reduce COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths.
See, all you have to do is just wear the mask. You can touch the mask. You can adjust the mask constantly. You can hang the mask and never clean the mask. Just wear the mask. That's all. Just
that is all it is about. And we're lucky. I am grateful that this pandemic is not actually deadly, because there would be bodies in the streets if that was the case.
If it were a real pandemic of serious proportions.
Yes. Because I went to the bar like last week, and I couldn't help but notice that as people came up to our table, because I was sitting with some really hot chicks who just kept getting attention, people would come up and buy us drinks and stuff. And as they were doing this and they were talking, every single one of them was just constantly reaching up and making adjustments to their masks.
This is the guys that are coming up talking at the table, you mean?
Every single one of them. And then they would go get us drinks and they would bring them back down. And
after touching their mask.
If you think about the order of events there, they basically licked every single glass they brought us.
And that would never happen normally.
Right.
If they didn't have the mask on, they would just go get the drink and then they'd put it down. And you know, unless they were particularly nasty, you know, wiping their face normally, then no issues. In fact, people have been pointing out that, like, even the homeless populations haven't been coming down with COVID. And these people are not washing their hands. They're living in filth, likely, at some level or another, depending on how dirty of a person that they are. You know, they're not coming down with it.
It's very
curious. But yet the girl that washes her hands obsessively and put on the mask first comes down with it.
And is so far, 10 months into this,
right,
the only person who has gotten it.
At your workplace.
Yes. Or that we know of, who has tested positive. I mean, I was sick back in February or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't go get a test, because why bother?
Yeah, because I survived.
Yeah.
So if I
do you really need to know what it was?
If I die, they have permission to test me for COVID-19 after my death.
All right.
You can confirm that's what killed me, if that's what you want. So that's what Biden wants you to do. Just wear a mask for 100 days. Just let us lock down for 2 weeks, and this will all go away. They don't know what they're talking about, and they just keep making up numbers. And now they've rushed out this vaccine. I saw an article today that the vaccine was actually ready 2 days after the coronavirus was first confirmed in the United States or something like that. It's bizarre how quickly this was actually rushed out. This vaccine that they're pumping now was being initially tested back in March and April. So that's really quick, and that's alarming. What do you think? Are you going to get vaccinated? Or maybe Biden is right. We just need to wear a mask for 100 days. Just 100 days, and it'll all go away.
Sure, buddy.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything on your mind. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight is Aria and Ian. And never let a good disaster go to waste. That's what the neocons like Dick Cheney and others believe, right?
They all believe that, all the politicians.
Yeah, that was what I was getting at. John Kerry seems to have the same way of thinking. So does the entire World Economic Forum, whatever mysterious entity that actually is, that want to do what they're calling the Great Reset.
I don't think the World Economic Forum is a mysterious entity. They're not like, they don't meet secretly. I mean, they have put this whole Great Reset thing that they're promoting out there for the public to consume. So this isn't a hidden, device.
Well, I know it's definitely not hidden, but who are these people? What do they do? What authority do they have? How far have they infiltrated the governments around the world?
That's a good question. I have not done a lot of research directly on the World Economic Forum, but from what I understand, they are a group of bigwigs, essentially, politicians and business owner types. I do know that the person who runs the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, has spoken publicly about this. In fact, he's quoted here in the story from TheHill.com.
Before we get into the story,
this has been going on for years. This whole Great Reset thing didn't just come out in 2020. They've been promoting this for quite a while. Now they're sort of trying to amp it up.
Yeah, because they see the pandemic as the excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to the phones real quick. We got Mike calling from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria. Hey, when you're at the bar, do you expose that black bra strap? A little bit?
Not particularly.
Oh, okay, because you did on the show one night. I was like, I'd buy you a drink. It was kind of cute. Anyway, that's not what I called about, though.
Thanks.
So letting a pandemic go to waste or whatever you're saying. So I listened to you guys. I found you guys on KBKW down there in Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
And their morning show, all the mayors like to get on the air and talk about, what's going on with COVID. So the mayor of Hoquiam owns a couple of businesses that he can never come on the air to talk about city business without mentioning his private business that he does in the community. So I sent an email in asking the question, did you catch any COVID relief on any of your personal businesses that you own in the community as the mayor? And it turns out that he not only got relief from both of his businesses, which are online businesses, so they're not closed, they're not brick and mortar, but he also got money to set up making masks because he owns a garment business. He sells underwear like Armorall, but it's called Grays Harbor Unders. So this mayor actually received three different COVID relief items as a mayor in a small community.
Now, I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Does this community have a mask mandate?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Washington
and the
State
mayor
community.
Owns a business that is selling masks.
He owns a business that sells long underwear. It's called Grays Harbor Under. They sell a thing. It's like Armour.
Selling masks on top of that.
But he started selling masks after COVID started. And then it turns out when I asked the question, as he says on the air, well, it's a public, I have to answer because I'm the mayor. And it turns out he got three different relief packages for his own three things in that community, which I think is pretty fraudulent.
And you're talking about from the federal government. You're talking about the small business relief
loans
or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And his garment business is online, so he's not closed or suffering because of COVID. Matter of fact, he's probably doing better. So anyway, just watch.
Yes, if he's selling masks.
Yeah, so he's raking it in basically. He had no change whatsoever.
His masks are over $40, so I don't think he sold too many masks. But anyway,
well, who knows? But the point is, he's raking it in because, like you said, he doesn't have a storefront. Well, of course he's a crook. He's the mayor.
Right, he's a crook. He already knows the relief packages are on the way, so he's like able to take care of his own self. So anyway, I pass that around the internet a little bit, and I hope it catches up with him.
Interesting.
Very unfair to businesses that are really struggling.
I agree. Yep. Thank you so much, Mike, for the call. The part that shocks me the most is the juxtaposition of a mask mandate with a mayor who owns a business that is selling masks, and no one has sued him over conflicts of interest yet. It seems like a pretty glaring one to me.
Well, you have to be able to afford an attorney to sue him.
That's true. Let's keep going. We got Brian calling from Illinois. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Last couple days over the week, you've been talking about the restaurants that are ignoring you know, closing orders and all that. And I'm in Illinois, just outside of Chicago, where the governor about a month ago said that there's no more indoor dining. And some restaurants did it a couple different ways. Some of them shut down. You know, they had the tents out before, but now it's cold and they're, you know, threw up their hands and they closed permanently.
Wow.
Others pull out the big tents and they've got four walls, you know, really sealed well to keep the cold out, and propane heaters to keep everybody warm inside. You know, pretty much the same. They're recreating an indoor dining experience outside.
Mm-hmm.
But also,
I wonder if they would be allowed to just put cubicles up around dining tables in the lobby, because that's effectively what they're creating. There's a little cubicle for people to sit in and eat.
Oh, they're literally putting up igloos in some cities. So they're
all right.
Yeah, in Boston, for instance. Oh yeah,
you know,
these igloos are like $1,700 a piece.
A cubicle would be cheaper.
There are other restaurants who chose to ignore it, and they never got any attention. A month ago, you know, there'd be a couple stories in papers or headlines I saw online that these restaurants are going to ignore the order. A month later, they're still open. They're doing pretty good business. The one I'm thinking of in particular is called Kai's, K-I-F, in Glendale Heights, Illinois. And they're not hiding it. They're on a big drag, a six-lane, you know, road. Right up there, you can see a full parking lot all the time for lunch and dinner. And they're openly ignoring the governor's orders. And it's not getting covered. You know, it's not a story if a restaurant opens for business and people go on with their lives as normal. But there are a lot of restaurants around here that are doing that.
A lot of them.
I'd like to point that out. Yeah. There's a couple in the... another town right next to me in their city center, there's two or three restaurants that are doing the same thing.
Now, you're saying towns. And are these rural areas, rural communities?
No. I mean, it's suburbs of Chicago, so they're all, you know, cities of towns of, you know, 40 to 100,000 people.
Mm. So. I've got a story here from the Wall Street Journal, actually, about Kai's. So it's not that they're not getting any media coverage. It's just that, you know, it gets swept away fairly quickly by all of the other stuff that's happening.
Well, if the state doesn't crack down on them, then it's not as interesting of a story. I mean,
that's true as well.
It's noteworthy, and I'm glad to hear that they're being left alone. I mean, that's outstanding, and kudos.
It is. Kudos to those restaurant owners. Brian, thank you so much for the call. John Kerry.
That's what it takes, though. I mean, before we get into John Kerry, that's what it takes. People have to stand up. And one person standing up usually results in them getting their head cut off. So the more people that can stand up together, the stronger they become.
Indeed. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about John Kerry and the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, and whether or not Joe Biden is party to this whole Great Reset idea.
He is.
Yeah, of course he is. 855-450-3733.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump hosting a coronavirus vaccine summit at the White House on Tuesday, the president highlighting Operation Warp Speed. and how the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed.
They will deliver vaccines directly to nursing homes as soon as the states request that they do so. Later today, General Gus Perner will outline the detailed plan to rapidly distribute the vaccine to every state, territory, and tribe.
President Trump also signing an executive order that will ensure the vaccine is prioritized for Americans before sending it overseas. The Supreme Court rejecting a last-ditch Republican request to block President-elect Joe Biden's victory in Pennsylvania. The court, in a one-sentence order, denied a bid by a Republican congressman in the state and other Republicans who were pressing an emergency challenge to the state's vote-by-mail system. This is USA Radio News. Florida police raid the home of a fired coronavirus data scientist.
Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden says his nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary will help expand a key health care law.
No matter what happens in the Supreme Court, he'll lead our efforts to build on the Affordable Care Act.
Biden's remarks came as he formally introduced California AG Javier Becerra to fill that role today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here, and you can take control of the airwaves if you would like. That number for you is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
And changing up the order of things here tonight. You didn't get enough sleep, honestly.
I did not, and I'm noticeably off, and I'm not performing well, so it's a good choice to swap out.
So we got your calls here on the lines. We're going to get to those in just a moment. Also coming up, the so-called Great Reset. If you haven't heard about the Great Reset yet, well, John Kerry wants you to know about it.
It sounds terrifying. What little bit I've read about it or heard about it.
Yeah, and we're going to get into it. But it's the reason why Kerry's in the news is because he's one of these people that's on the, quote, transition team with Joe Biden. So presumably he's going to be taking some sort of, you know, government office again under a Biden administration.
He already has a job title coming. I don't remember what it is, but he's for sure is in the administration.
He's coming in, yeah. Presuming that Biden wins the election, which, of course, so we're still waiting on the official news from... Some people believe Trump's going to pull out somehow and win at the last minute.
But Texas is suing swing states now. It's nuts. This election has gone on for a very long time. It makes Al Gore in 2000 look almost like petty in comparison to the extent that Trump is willing to take this.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm not paying a whole lot of attention at all to whatever back and forth. Like, I didn't know Texas was suing or whatever's going on with Georgia. I paid zero attention to all that. I figure we'll see what happens when the Electoral College comes back with their results in, what, like a week?
I mean, I think.
I'm pretty sure I know what's going to happen, and that's going to be the Electoral College does what it's supposed to do according to their system, and it's going to cast the votes for the people it's supposed to cast its votes for.
Seems that.
And that's going to be Biden.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a safe assumption because that's what the Electoral College has been doing for like 200 and something years now.
Everything they've been expected to do. Yeah.
They're just like, hey, you know what? Let's just do something else.
We'll see. But it's not official until it's official, so we'll leave it up in the air. But nonetheless, whether Trump gets back in or not, you're going to hear a lot more about the Great Reset, I suspect, because mainstream media is falling all over themselves to report on this Great Reset thing as though it's just this brilliant concept. So we'll talk about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. It's a cryptocurrency that has made it extremely easy to start your own masternode. Now, a masternode provides services to the Divi network in return for compensation for those services. And so in order to do that, you have to acquire Divi to lock it up in the masternode. It's not locked permanently. You can unlock it anytime. But the idea is it's in the masternode, so it's not being circulated. And to acquire that Divi, you should consider getting it directly from the Divi team, honestly, because that's the best way to buy a large amount of Divi. If you try to buy it on exchanges, you're going to push the price up, you know, when you do that. And that's not a good, you don't want to do that when you buy crypto if you can avoid it. So there are Divi, you know, Divi is available on certain exchanges out there, but you can get it straight from the Divi team. Just go to DiviProject.org. You can link over to their Telegram channel right there, DiviProject.org. And of course, that's where you can go to learn more about Divi. We go back to your calls and thoughts. First up, we have Larry and Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Hey, you know, I can't believe how we allow these officials that are doing this to our country, like Dr. Fauci and all the other clowns out there making the rounds on the talk shows, laughing and grinning about the state they've got this country in. I mean, it's just unbelievable what people will put up with. I mean, here in Indiana, they have went into more of a shutdown now, and they're thinking about shutting down all the major cities.
Now, when you say it's more of a shutdown, are you saying it's worse than it's been?
Yeah, a shutdown, a mandatory shutdown of the city of Indianapolis and curfew. So that's what they're getting ready to do.
What is with the curfews?
Look, I don't know what's going on with them, but they're forcing people more and more, and people are getting so frustrated about this. That you can tell it in the regular day-to-day when you make your travels. But I don't know what is wrong with people that they're not responding to this. I mean, I know people are scared about their jobs and stuff, but if we keep on going and keep on relying on them to give us the stimulus check, that's never going to come.
I mean, no, it's clearly not.
And then when we do revolt, they'll give us $250 and tell us to shut our mouths. So, I mean, we're going to get a real bad thing. And you know the reset you talked about, that's something that's been going on a long time and been in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
They are just going to have a right out oppression coming down on us and tyranny. And you're going to see them using this coronavirus and so forth, which is a complete lie, to destroy us and destroy our way of life. I mean, we think that we got it bad with the police and everything. But you know, this is the best bet on earth for people to try to thrive, or at least it was. But they're getting ready to destroy that right now.
Oh yeah,
and you can take that to the bank because they want the law.
No, don't take it to the bank. You'll be waiting for hours in line there.
Well, listen. In every state of this union that's controlled by Republicans, they have a thing called property tax caps, and that relieves corporations of paying any tax. These legislatures. Republican legislatures, they don't have any more jurisdiction on how...
Well, the thing with corporate taxes, Larry, is they always get passed on to the consumer anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They don't even want to pay that.
Well, I mean, I don't want to... I mean, no one should want to pay taxes. I mean, it's just essentially they're stealing your life's work and giving it to a bunch of bureaucrats who then just, you know, spend it on office chairs or whatever, big boats that they have, or bombs.
They'll still take your money and use it against you, so... I don't know what's getting ready to happen, guys, but I hope I can keep in touch with you.
We're here, man. You, as long as the Internet's still working, you're going to be able to hear from us and the satellites and that sort of thing. Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. He's one of our longest-running callers. We've had Larry calling the show, I think, for more than a decade.
because he used to call.
He's also a good caller.
He's always got something. I mean, whether we agree with him or not is another question, but he's always interesting. Thanks for sharing that, Larry. And, of course, you know, feel free to call anytime, and no matter how bad things get, presuming they don't burn our studio down, we will continue to operate.
Larry seems to think things are going to get pretty bad. And
They're already bad.
I meant violent.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe.
I hope not. But, I mean, you're not wrong. Things are getting really bad, and it's hard to lose sight of how bad things have really gotten because it was so gradual. But the curfew thing, I think, is that's the hill we should be fighting on more than masks, more than any of these other things. It's the curfew, because there cannot possibly be any scientific or logical rationale for a curfew.
It's just a classic control measure.
It is nothing but that, and it is overtly that.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't do that here in Keene, New Hampshire, because they're not stupid, and they know the first thing we would do is go out there to Central Square.
That's right.
Right at the end of curfew.
We'll bring it back. We'll bring back nightcap right in the middle of the dead of winter if we have to. In fact, we're already bringing it back. We're going to have the nightcap before Christmas. That'll be happening in 10 days from now, as a matter of fact. So that'll be fun. For listeners that don't know, what we're referring to is a little party that we threw in the center of
Keene. It is a party that now counts as activism thanks to the level of tyranny the government has pushed on us.
It's true. Partying is now activism. I mean, that's the way that's life at this point.
And suddenly I love activism.
But what happened was earlier this year in mid-March when the New Hampshire governor issued his, quote, stay-at-home order, which, you know, obviously there's exemptions to that order, but...
Well, the main one was whatever an individual deems to be necessary to their life.
That was pretty good.
I can roll with this one.
That one you could just roll a Mack truck through. But that said, that doesn't mean that all the police understand or have read the exemptions, right? So, you know, and you know, citing those things while a cop is threatening you is likely not going to get you out of being ticketed or arrested or whatever it is that's going to end up happening. But in our case, nothing happened to us. What we did was the very same night that stay-at-home order went into place, and, you know, they make a big to-do about it goes into effect Friday or Saturday at 12:01. So at 11:59, we went out to Central Square here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and we threw a party for, 2 hours or something like that, and went home and then did it again the next week and then did it again 34 more weeks in a row until we just got, it was too cold. It was kind of slowing down a little bit. And, you know, we'd won, clearly. We're coming up here, 8:55, 4:50 free, but what you're saying is we bring that back if necessary.
I have no doubt.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, the toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. You can also call us on our Matrix chat server where you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian and Aria here, and the Matrix server also allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. There's people there a lot of the time and a variety of different channels with different topics. In fact, you can even create your own channel if you wanted to and be the administrator of your own channel. So set your own mods or not. Like, I haven't modded a single thing, basically, with the exception of day number one, where I banned one of the people that came in there and started to mess with the main channel, and then I unbanned that person after they went and created their own channel and did their own thing over there, so I was happy with that. But besides that one move, I haven't actually had to ban anybody from the server. It's pretty nice. It's allowed me to be hands-off because I don't have to worry about what some megacorporation thinks anymore.
Well, you didn't care anyway. Your response was, well, if Discord shuts us down, then they shut us down.
True, but that said, there was a lot more, like, there was a lot more moderation that had to happen on the Discord because people would come in there and they would flood and they would do all kinds of things that we would have very little control over because Discord wouldn't let you have the IP address of any of your members. So there was very limited things that you could do to, like, moderate things. And the Matrix chat server allows you to easily delete anybody who comes in and starts causing problems. You can just knock them out, and it knocks out every post they've ever made. So if they spend a bunch of time putting posts into your server to try to flood it or whatever it is that they're doing or just mess with people or be awful, you can just click, click, and they're gone.
That's awesome.
So it's not even worth their time to even try messing with it, I don't think. And so, I mean, not that they...
Well, it's also not the easiest thing in the world to set up.
Well, it's not hard. You just have to follow the steps. And the steps are available for you. Just go to chat.lrn.fm. That's chat.lrn.fm. Let's go to your phone calls, more of those, and then we'll talk about the so-called Great Reset. But first, Robert is calling from Vermont. We were actually just talking about throwing these nighttime parties here in Keene that we did 36 weeks this year. And, Robert, you were at more than a handful of them. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling a lot better, too. And I think the cure for the virus is gargle salt water, and eat as much chicken noodle soup as you can handle.
So that's basically what you're supposed to do with, isn't that like cold advice as well?
Yeah, I think so. And
yeah, sore throat.
I mean, my voice was really screwed up here for over a month, and still.
Did you have, are you saying you had COVID?
I don't know. Could have been anything.
Right. Why bother finding out? I mean, if you beat it, then what does it matter what you had? I'm not going in to take a test.
No, but, hey, the reason why I didn't call because of that, but I did call about, because I had a question. You know, John Lennon, today is his 40th anniversary, you know, of his assassination. He was, shot in the back. You know, even oddly enough, this is the same day Dimebag Darrell was shot and killed. Two iconic
Well,
musicians.
Let's not get carried away. Dimebag Darrell wasn't iconic until he was murdered.
I mean, he was known as a great metal guitarist, though, right?
He was known as a good metal guitarist. Okay. But then he died, and he became one of the greatest of all time.
But
tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know that much about him. It's no secret that the government, they hated John Lennon. But I wondered if he was a libertarian or not.
I don't know. Why do they hate him?
Wasn't he a communist?
Well, the things that he said and stuff like that. I mean, the people were really drawn to him. I mean, when he died, it wasn't like a funeral just in the United States. It was around the whole entire world.
I mean, the Beatles were very popular.
They were.
But he was definitely not a libertarian. I'm almost positive that he was, in fact, a communist.
He, according to the Wikipedia article about the song Imagine, Lennon stated, Imagine, which says, Imagine there is no more religion, no more country, no more politics, is virtually the Communist Manifesto, even though I'm not particularly a communist, and I do not belong to any movement, he said. Now, that doesn't mean he, believes in liberty.
Well, doesn't one line in that song want the abolition of private property?
I don't know. I don't have the lyrics in front of me.
The Perfect Circle version is better.
Robert, he definitely is an artist who touched a lot of people. There's no doubt about that. And what he would what he believed when he died may not be what he would have believed now if he had survived over all of these years. Because people's beliefs have changed. I mean, look at what happened with Penn Jillette. He's toward the end of his life, and he has now rejected libertarianism.
Tragic.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you, and we'll talk to you later. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Were you on the show the night we read that letter from Penn Jillette?
I don't recall.
So he wrote an op-ed piece for CNN.com about why he was backing Biden as a so-called libertarian, and within the first three sentences, he repudiates being a libertarian. So he says he
was a libertarian.
Which
is sad, because he once said he should be in Keen with the free staters.
Yeah, he did. It actually appears at the end of every Free Keen video that has been produced in the last 5 years.
You should send him those. I doubt he would respond, but...
I mean, I don't need to send him every video that he's been in, because it's a lot of videos. I suspect he would throw that away if I sent him all of that. But, I mean, I have met him. He's, a nice enough guy, and he and Teller, they do an amazing show. I had the opportunity to see them in Vegas when I was there last year, and obviously they're not performing now. And, in fact, he had said previously that the reason why he was staying in Vegas was because of the show, right? Like, he does his show, and that's where they do it, and they have their own theater there in one of the hotels, and they're happy, and that's the way they wanted basically to die. So we probably never would have seen him move here to New Hampshire, but now there's no show. So if he were going to do it, then he could do it now, but obviously that's not a priority for him.
Well, and he's not a libertarian now, so we don't really want him.
Right. And he went so far as to actually say that he wanted Joe Biden to love everyone. It was a very bizarre...
Yeah, I was definitely on for that episode. He wanted Joe Biden to love everyone, especially the Republicans.
Yeah, he just wanted love from a politician, which is the most bizarre thing. You would think that you could get through, I mean, that you couldn't get through 70 years. I mean, he's close to 70. I think it's like 68 or 69 or something like that. You'd think you'd get through 60-plus years of, you know, that you couldn't get through 60-plus years of living without realizing the politicians are a bunch of effing psychopaths and sociopaths who don't understand human emotion and certainly things like love, many of them. I mean, maybe there are a few, like Ron Paul or something like that.
Sure.
But I'm not saying Ron Paul's a psychopath. I'm making him the exception from the rest of the rule, which is these people are insane, and they have no love for people whatsoever. They only love themselves and aggrandizing power to themselves and money to themselves. So what makes him think that Joe Biden is, who, by the way, has been a politician for, like, almost 50 years.
His entire life.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a career politician.
Correct.
Who has already
He's
been
useless.
Vice president, going in to get 8 more years of exactly the same
right.
thing that we've been seeing.
Not only has he been vice president for 8 years, but prior to that, he was one of the primary committers of the war on drugs. He was...
As is his vice president.
Who? Oh, yeah, Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now she's changing her tune on marijuana after she's locked up countless people in California. I wonder if she's ever said sorry to those folks for what she's done. Or has she advocated for them to be released from prison? Or does she expect everybody to just be okay with her because she's now supporting marijuana decrim?
That's probably it.
Yeah, the latter.
Yeah. I sincerely doubt that she's apologized for it, although that would be
right.
great. I mean, if you were wrong about something and you did something wrong and you recognized that you were wrong and because of that you did this wrong thing, an apology would at least be a good first step.
It's the least you can do. It's free.
It is.
You know, it might take you a moment to say you're sorry, but beyond that, there's no real cost to it. And it would actually make you look more like a human being, which these people aren't very good at doing. I mean, they during the elections, Vincent from, he was co-host here on Free Talk Live for some time, does his own show called Questioning Authority. He was playing a lot of the footage of these politicians like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden sort of having these puff pieces about them and how normal they are. Oh, look, here's Joe Biden having an ice cream with his family, and here's Kamala Harris talking about the music that she listens to, and, you know, they're just trying to relate to people as though they're anything like us.
And they're not.
No. They're sickos.
My favorite one, I think, was Joe Biden during one of his speeches. He just starts playing some Mexican song from his phone and dancing to it.
Was that real?
It was real.
A real video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is completely cringeworthy.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
And that is the next president of the United States.
So coming up here, we've got, speaking of Biden, John Kerry's pimping out the Great Reset on Biden's behalf. We'll explain to you what that is all about. If you haven't heard, that's coming up here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.